We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kilei Behema, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Beis. V'ze b'chinas ma she'osur lachroish v'limshoich v'lasis malacha b'shnei behemos yachad. Based on the introduction that we had till now, we'll be able to understand why we are forbidden to plow or to draw a wagon or do any type of work using two different animals, two animals which are of different species, like an ox and a donkey, an ox and a horse, together, hitched up together. Kikol hatzimtzumim, shehem bechinas dinim, ze bechinas behema, shehu hedar hadas. All the different tzimtzumim, tzimtzumim means constrictions, and we mentioned that a tzimtzum can be a type of work. A tzimtzum can be a shovel. It can be a bird or an art. You know, it's a tzimtzum. It's a constriction of Hashem's light. All the different tzimtzumim, which are dinim, because whenever we talk about constriction, we're talking about limiting the light, boundaries. Boundaries are a concept of din. Don't go past that line. That kind of thing. That's all the bechin of din. Chesed is always open, opening up, open the doors, open wide. That's the concept of chesed. Closing, limiting, is a concept of din. Ze b'chinas behema. And that's also tied into behema, shehu heder hadas. Behema represents an absence of das. Behemois are generally unintelligent beings, certainly compared to humans, or compared to what humans are supposed to be. So a behema is a tzimtzum of das, because a behema has very, very limited das, very little das. Ki horachmonus v'hachesed hu bechinas das. Because kindness is a concept of das. Rabbi Nizal brings this in a few chapters in Likutei Moran. V'hatzimtzum v'hadin, whereas constriction and judgment, hu bechinas miut hadas, is a concept of less das. Kemavura b'divra Rabbeinu Zal kama pomim, as is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings in many places. One example of this is when a person is going through any major difficulty, whether it's illness, financial stress, any kind of, that's a tzimtzum, right? The person's in a tight spot. We call it a meitzar, min hameitzar korosiko. When a person's in that kind of situation, they can't think that well. When things are going well for a person, then the person has moichin de gadlus, it's called, expansiveness to the brain. He's thinking clearly because he's comfortable, he's relaxed, no tension, no pressure, etc. When a person's in any kind of a tzimtzum, usually that means moichin de katnus. Little brains, you know, can't think that clearly. Utsrichin levarer ulahamtik ulahalois mi behemel adam. And one of our main goals in this world is to clarify, to sort out, and to sweeten the din, and to elevate from behema to odom, to elevate the spirituality from the level of behema to the level of odom. Shezeh ikar avodas odom b'olam hazeh. This is one of the main goals and objectives of a person in this world. Ki ha'odom hu hasechel. Because a human being is supposed to be the most intelligent being in creation. Shehu geder ha'odam. That's the definition, that's the category of man. Man is supposed to be the highest intellectual being. V'hu tzorech levarer kol hatzimtzumim v'chol adinim. And therefore man is the one who has this job of sorting out and fixing up all the tzimtzumim and all the dinim, shehim bechinas heder hadas, which represent lack of das, bechinas behema, levararum mi behema lodom, to sort them out and elevate them, to purify them and elevate them from the category of behema to the category of odom, from din to chesed. V'tzorech levarer ulahamtik kol din v'tzimtzum, al yedei hasechel hashayach loy daiko shehu shoroshay. And when you're doing this, when you're trying to fix a particular din or tzimtzum, you can only do it through its wire. If you're trying to fix a bulb or something, you're not going to fix that bulb by replacing a different wire that's not attached to that bulb in any way. You've got to go to the wire that's attached to that bulb. If you're trying to fix a tzimtzum, you've got to make sure to go to the seichel that tzimtzum is attached to, that tzimtzum is connected to, and make the tikkun over there. Because that seichel is the source of that tzimtzum, from where that tzimtzum draws its energy. And this is one of the main accomplishments in the 39 acts of work that people do in this world. We explained earlier that every type of work is a tzimtzum. Earning a livelihood is a tzimtzum. Parnosa is a tzimtzum. Again, this person works over in that street and he works over there. People work in different locations. People work at different times. And people work using different materials. He works with steel and metal. He works with liquids. Those are all tzimtzumim. Every malocha has its tzimtzumim, its boundaries that are related to it, in terms of time, space, materials, etc. Shein b'chinas tzimtzumim kanal. These 39 acts of work are tzimtzumim, and our mission is levararam, to purify them, mizuamas hanochosh, from the impurity of the snake that infected them during when the snake got Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And as a result of that, Hashem issued 39 curses. Those 39 curses went into these 39 types of work. And those curses are an aspect of this impurity of the snake. And our job is lahamtikum, to be mamtik these tzimtzumim, these dinim, bibchinas lamates malochis hamishkan kanal, to elevate the work that we're doing, that our work should be in the category of the 39 acts of work that were done in the Mishkan, that were all holiness. V'alkein osur la'odom lazis malocha b'shnei minei behemos yachad. Now you'll understand why a Jew is not allowed to do work using two different animals hitched up together. Ki oz nisarev shnei minei tzimtzumim yachad. Because when you do that, you're mixing two different tzimtzumim together, shehem shnei minei behemois, which are reflected in these two different species of animal, shehem ikar achizas hadin vatzimtzum. And we mentioned earlier that animals are the main place where din and tzimtzum attach themselves to, because animals have very minimal das. The more das, the more chesed and rachmonis. Less das, more din and tzimtzum. Shehu nechaz b'yoyser b'mokoyim shenismayit hadas b'yoyser. Because the din and the tzimtzum attaches itself most where there's the least das. V'alkein, and therefore, behema, shehu tachlis miut v'heder hadas legamri, and therefore a behema, a dumb animal, a domesticated animal, a cow, a horse, you know, these things which have the super, super minimum of das, alkein shom achizas hadin v'hatzinsum betachlis. Therefore, you have the very, very most attachment of din and tzimtzum is attached to them. V'alkein, and therefore, iefsher levararoi, it'll be impossible for you to purify that, kiim kishehu leminoi daika, unless the horse is with horses only, unless each species is kept totally apart by itself. Then yecholim lamtikoi b'sharoshoi batzinor hashayach loy, dino basech hashayach loy. When the horses are with horses only, then I can go in and look for the wire that says horse. I can look for the seichel that nourishes the horses, that nourishes these tzimtzumim, and make a correction over there, and it'll work. Aval kishimarav in shnei minim yachad. But if you go ahead and mix two different species of animal together, you put them together side by side and start doing work with them together, azay nisarvim hatzimtzumim, then the tzimtzumim get mixed up, Vazai iefsher lahalois kolechod l'sharoshoi l'asech l'ashayach loy levadoi beprotius. And then you will not be able to elevate that tzimtzum, to elevate that animal to its source, which means to the seichel that it's associated with individually, specifically. Each tzimtzum has a seichel proti that's associated with it. And if you can't do that, if you're not going to be able to make the connection between the horse and its wire, because the horse is mixed up with a cow, then v'oz yefshe lahamtikoi, you will not be able to be mamtik the din that's associated with that horse. Ki ikar hahamtoko al yidei ha-sechel ha-proti ha-shayach loy levadoi. Because the main ability to be mamtik the din in a tzimtzum is by going to the seichel prati that applies only to that tzimtzum. Each one has a number on it and a letter on it, and you can't mix them up, just like any good electrician knows. You know, what do you want? These wires look pretty similar. I don't think it matters that much if I pull out this one or that one. They look almost the same. You better believe it matters. One is for one unit, two different units, two completely different things. Vazai kishe'enom nimtokim, and then when you fail in being mamtik v'din, machma shenisarvu shnei min behemis shem tachlis hatzimtzumim yachad, because of the fact that two different species of behema, which are the essence of tzimtzum, they're the epitome of tzimtzum, and they got mixed together, azai nechas chas v'sholom zua mas hanochosh bo'isa hamalocha milamates malocha shoismayim. Then what happens is that impurity of the snake takes hold on that whatever type of work you're doing with those animals, whichever one of the 39 acts of work you're doing with that particular animal, whether it's planting, plowing, threshing, you know, whatever it is. Ki ikar achizosom humi ta'aroivis. Because one of the main problems that makes things vulnerable and susceptible to the sitra achra, to the snake, is when you have a mixture, when things are mixed up. Then that's fertile ground for the nochosh, for the snake, for the sitra achra. Sheze bechinas taroivis eitz hadas toivara. How do we know this? Look at page 1 in the Torah. Look at when Hashem first created the world. Hashem said, everything is okay. There's one thing you should stay away from. What? The mixture. The thing that has good and bad. The Eitz Hadas Toivara, keep back 2,000 feet. Because when something is a mixture, when it has good and bad, when it has cow and donkey, that's the most vulnerable thing for the Sitra Achra. That could invite the Sitra Achra, Chas V'Shalom.